Welcome to the documentary from the BBC World Service, where we report the world, however difficult the issue, however hard to reach. Podcasts from the BBC World Service are supported by advertising.
Leute, es wird unangenehm, denn ich muss euch einfach fragen, habt ihr euch eigentlich schon mal um eure Versicherung gekümmert? Hier ist übrigens Tara vom Podcast Tara sagt was und ich sage euch, es wird allerhöchste Zeit, Ordnung in euer Versicherungschaos zu bringen und dabei kann euch die App Clark helfen. Da arbeiten ganz viele Expertinnen, die das hauptberuflich machen, man glaubt es kaum. Und mit meinem Code TARA60, alles groß und zusammengeschrieben, könnt ihr euch sogar einen Shopping-Gutschein sichern, 60 Euro, bei zum Beispiel Amazon oder Douglas einlösbar, mit dem Code TARA60.
People Fixing the World is the podcast looking for solutions to the problems we face today.
It could potentially ease the suffering of millions.
We have a solution. Let's do it.
People Fixing the World from the BBC World Service.
Hindus across India celebrate as the Ram Temple inauguration in January 2024 marks a historic event. Prime Minister Modi's address outside the temple echoes the sentiment of a new era in Indian history.
Aaj se hazar saal baad bhi log aaj ki is tarikh ki.
Even 1,000 years from now, people will discuss this date, this moment. It is a great blessing of Lord Ram that we are living this moment, witnessing it happen. Today, the days, directions, and all the corners of the world, everything is filled with divinity. This time is not ordinary.
The Ram Temple's opening sparked nationwide fervour, but amidst the celebration, underlying fault lines within Indian society appeared to widen. The temple was constructed on a disputed site where once the Babri Masjid stood, before it was illegally destroyed by Hindu hardliners in 1992. They argued the mosque itself had been intentionally built on top of a temple that marked the spot where the Lord Ram was said to have been born. India's Supreme Court ruled in favour of the Hindus. Prime Minister Modi wasted no time in being able to politically capitalise on the moment. This is the documentary on the BBC World Service. I'm Divya Arya, and in this edition of Heart and Soul, I'm in India, as the world's largest democracy gears up for an election which is predicted to see the current Hindu nationalist Prime Minister Modi return for a record-breaking third term. Even though the pollsters seem united in their belief, being on the ground in India, it certainly doesn't always feel as united as the statistics suggest. However, in the program, we are not investigating age-old tensions between Hindus and Muslims, but looking at division amongst Hindus themselves, and particularly across caste lines.
Hindu mera dharm aur Brahman meri jati hai. Ye sunke jinki jal rahi hai, wo doglon ki chhati hai.
This is a social media reel titled Hindu Brahman. In it, the young influencer controversially says, and I quote, "I'm Hindu by religion and Brahmin by caste. Anybody who feels jealous is a hypocrite." The video is partly clickbait for effect. But deep social tensions within Indian society are at play here too. Brahmins sit at the top of the caste system in Hinduism. And there is resentment amongst those born into the so-called lower castes. But the influencer believes they are hypocrites because they too desire the privileges of being upper caste. In another reel, she says, "If Brahmins speak ill of 2-3 bad people, it doesn't make them bad." The reel is titled
Brahmins are most superior. The content maker in these videos is 22-year-old Shivi Deekshit. She takes me to the terrace of her family temple and sits against a 5-feet-high dome with the holy Hindu symbol Om engraved on it. Shivi lives in a small town, Meerut, in one of India's most polarized states, Uttar Pradesh. Religious and caste identities run strong here. With more than 100,000 followers on the social media platform Instagram and reels that often cross a million views, Shivi says she's on a mission to defend Hindus and Brahmins.
See, many girls make normal videos. For me, it's not just content. I'm a Brahmin myself. So I thought, people promote many things. Why should we not show ourselves? Show who we are and what our values are.
Shivi and her family sit together in the living room, proudly playing for me recordings of sermons delivered by her brother and uncles, all priests. Dressed in a red jumper and beige trousers, she looks like any ordinary girl next door. Shivi has no airs around her, just a lot of energy, eager to explain what she wants and why.
I belong to a Brahmin family. We are not Brahmins just because of our caste, but we are Brahmins also through our actions. Everyone in my family is a practicing priest. It is believed that those born in a Brahmin family have cultural upbringing and values. They are expected to not wear skimpy clothes, to not go out much or to certain places, not dance outside, not talk with outsiders. If I made those kind of videos, it would impact my family. People would say that you preach to others, but look at what your family's girls are doing.
There are many like her on Instagram. Young women talking about their religious and caste identity and their political understanding and pride about them. Some more provocative than Shivi, like this one whose reel is titled Brahmin, says, I'm a lioness. I can pounce and draw your lifeblood. Or this one, again titled Brahmin, says,
Hum Brahman hai sahab. Kundali banana bhi jante hai aur kundali bigadna bhi jante hai.
We are Brahmins. We make horoscopes and we can destroy horoscopes. We flagged such reels to Meta, that owns Instagram, and some were taken down. A Meta spokesperson got back to me with a statement that said, Our community standards prohibit content targeting a person or group of people on the basis of their caste, which is a protected characteristic. Any content that threatens or incites violence is also prohibited. We want to foster a positive, diverse community on Instagram and accordingly have removed content that violated our community guidelines. However, it's not just young Brahmins that are making such reels. If I just changed the keywords and typed other caste names like Dalit or Jatav, the lowest in the Hindu caste system, it's like entering a similar yet different world of reels. Like this one, which features two women mouthing lines spoken by a man. We will do what we have set our mind to. We are Jatavs. But don't think we can be suppressed. Or this one that shows a woman singing praises of Dalit icon Dr. B.R. Ambedkar and Lord Buddha while pointing to their pictures. The caste system and its role within Hinduism is heavily contested among scholars. Hindu scriptures describe the whole of society as if it were a human body, with teachers and priests like the head and manual workers and laborers as the feet. One argument is that this is to show that all parts of a human need to work together in one body. However, people have started following this as a hierarchy, and so castes like Dalits were gravely discriminated against as they were interpreted as being lower. India has a law that sets out punishments for atrocities against Dalits because of their caste identity. I wanted to understand their expression of Hindu pride and traveled to a small town, Vasai Virar, in Maharashtra, the state where Ambedkar has huge influence, to meet Simi Milind Jadhav.
Mera naam hai Simi Milind Jadhav aur main Instagram pe videos.
My name is Simi Milind Jadhav. I make videos related to my caste and Baba Saheb Ambedkar on Instagram. My name on Instagram says Bhimachi Sheni, meaning Dr. Bhimrao Ambedkar's lioness. I look upon him as a father figure, so I am my father's lioness.
So this is the Simi look,
yeah,
for her Insta videos.
Yes, yes,
so what
yes.
all are you putting on?
Maine ye pagdi pehni hai. Bhimachi Sherni wali vibe wali.
Simi lives in a modest one-bedroom house with her parents and younger brother. There is barely any furniture in the living room. A small, clean kitchen has a stack of pots filled with drinking water, as the supply is erratic, I'm told. Simi is wearing a black T-shirt with the name B.R. Ambedkar printed on it. She tells me she spotted reels by Brahmin women that spread lies about her community and demeaned her caste. That propelled her to debunk that misinformation by making her own reels with the help of other Dalits she found online.
My family was not aware that I make videos. I made those on the sly. Gradually, whatever I learned about Baba Saheb Ambedkar, it was through social media. As people began interacting with me, many people from my community began meeting me. And if we learned about something that was wrong, we would talk about it for hours and discuss Baba Saheb Ambedkar's life. First and foremost, I read his autobiography. I learned how he struggled. And it is our job to tell people about it.
In a country that has historically had issues with religious tensions divided, Simi and Shivi bring out the fault lines within Hinduism, their caste identity almost superseding their religious identity. They have a different vision of the country they want India to be and their place in it. Take, for example, the popular idea of Hindu Rashtra, or a Hindu nation that many believe India will soon become in place of its current secular constitution.
India should be known as India only. A nation state should not be created based on someone's caste.
No matter whose government it is, we have to run our household. The government won't feed us. But it will be good if the Hindu nation belongs to Hindus.
If it becomes a Hindu nation, then for us, from the lower caste, we would again go back to lower status. Today, we are working on equal level with others, but it won't remain that way. There will be discrimination amongst people. Even now, there is a lot of discussion in social media on reservation.
Reservation refers to an affirmative policy brought in by the Indian government decades earlier that set out to remedy the historical discrimination faced by those from the so-called lower castes by giving them preferential quotas in education and employment. It remains a divisive issue amongst youngsters as the country deals with rising levels of unemployment.
I want reservation to be removed. Reservation should be provided only to those who are needy. There are many Brahmins who do not even have enough to feed themselves. I have seen it myself. And there are many amongst the lower caste who are very rich and yet they get reservation.
Over the past decade of BJP rule in India, there certainly has been a sense of growing Hindu pride. And with that, fears that India could be abandoning its secular constitution. However, despite this, the sharp divisions and disagreements we've heard about show that not all Hindus here are united on this front. So is there really one way of being Hindu? You're listening to the documentary on the BBC World Service with me, Divya Arya. I'm in India in the run-up to the general elections and hearing about divisions across caste lines that aren't always what you would expect. For those at the lowest end of the Hindu caste hierarchy, the Dalits, this is another moment of reckoning. An opportunity that has risen earlier too when the country has witnessed religious riots and a political mobilization of Hindus. Do the Dalits use this opportunity to gain respect within the Hindu community? Or do they feel let down and on the margins even in the imagination of a Hindu Rashtra? This video from a village in the western state of Rajasthan in the year 2017 is a difficult watch. A Dalit youth, Shambhu Lal Regar, can be seen attacking a Muslim labourer, Mohammad Afrazul, with an axe and then setting his body ablaze. In the video, he is threatening Muslims to refrain from romantic relations with Hindu girls, alluding to love jihad, a conspiracy theory popularized by Hindu nationalists that alleges that Muslims forcibly convert Hindu women after trapping them in love with an ulterior motive to increase the Muslim population, currently less than 20%, to outnumber the Hindu majority, that is almost 80% of the population. A theory that has been debunked many times and has no factual basis.
आप में से ही लव जिहाद में फंसी हुई एक अबला लड़की की मदद करने के कारण मुझे अपनी.
But Shambhu Lal justifies his attack. In another video, he sports a saffron shawl and says that he had to do this to protect his Hindu sisters. His videos became viral, and he was arrested. Despite appearing to assert Hindu nationalist views, Shambhu Lal was not part of any such organization. But a 50-year-old man from Shambhu Lal's Dalit community and neighborhood, Nand Kishore Regar, is an office bearer with the RSS, Rashtriya Swayamsevak Sangh, the ideological parent organization of the ruling BJP party. I meet him at the morning exercise camps or shakhas that the organization conducts. This morning, it's a small group of six men. They exercise, do yoga, and conclude with a song before marching to a saffron flag with a salute that is typical to all shakha routines.
Initially, we used to go there to play and exercise in the shakhas. But gradually we felt that the Sangh is for everybody, so we got more deeply connected with it. There's been a misconception that the Sangh is an organization of the upper caste, and if the Sangh grows and becomes powerful, people of our caste will be pushed back into the same situation and face discrimination. But the Sangh is not like that.
Nand Kishore was a minority when he joined the RSS. Rajasthan is a Hindu-dominated state and caste affiliations run very strong here. Nand Kishore's beliefs are very different amongst his Dalit community that has traditionally aligned with parties like the Congress.
Our community always believed in the same ideology, the Congress. Nobody could step into our neighborhood. I was alone in taking a different stand, so opposition was obvious. Later, I was socially ostracized. But gradually, everything became fine. Now, even people from other communities respect me. People greet me respectfully. Everyone in my community also respects me.
Contrary to Nand Kishore's experience of being accepted in the Hindu fold is the disdain faced by another Dalit, Vashram Sarvaiya, who lives in the neighboring state of Gujarat. It's a state where religious polarization has deepened since it witnessed religious riots in 2002. Hindu nationalist groups hold a lot of sway and have a strong presence even in remote villages like that of Vashram's. Like the Dalit Shambhu Lal from Rajasthan, Vashram from Gujarat also came into limelight after his video became viral. The difference was that he was being attacked in the name of saving Hindu religion, beaten and paraded semi-naked by cow vigilantes. In the video, the vigilantes, or self-appointed custodians of cows, an animal considered holy for Hindus, are accusing these Dalits, who skin dead animals for a living, of slaughtering a cow. And that is illegal in India. Over the past decade, similar assaults have been reported across the country.
How many towns did people come from?
यहाँ हम सिर्फ एक काम ही कर रहे थे और अलग अलग गांव से यहाँ पशु लेकर आते हैं।
Vashram takes me to the place where he and his brothers were attacked.
जो इधर ही हम चार भाइयों को पीटा
था। Cow vigilantes beat up all four of us here. They also beat up my mother and father. Our rickshaw was parked here and a dead cow that was killed by a tiger was lying here. Those 45 people beat all of us for 2 hours.
The attackers were arrested. But Vashram was so shaken after the attack that his family left their traditional occupation. He alleges that the government promises of alternate jobs for them are yet to materialize.
BJP is in power in my state as well as in center. When this incident happened in 2016, then Chief Minister Anandibain came to our house and assured us land or employment. She had assured that we would get justice soon and those who did injustice against us would be severely punished. 8 years have passed since then and nothing has happened yet.
I asked Nand Kishore if he heard of the case and what he thought of the way cow vigilantes treat Dalits. He acknowledges the campaign to save cows is run by Hindu nationalist groups.
Vishwa Hindu Parishad and Bajrang Dal are connected with the RSS. They're all RSS workers. Cow protection is their mission. They work for that, but they don't commit violence against anybody. Earlier, there used to be atrocities. Even we used to hear about those. But now that situation doesn't exist. The Sangh is not in favor of violence. The Sangh supports Dalits. The Sangh considers all Hindus equal.
It's a view Vashram disagrees with. He was 22 years old when attacked. A diminutive figure crouching alongside his brothers. The humiliation became a turning point for him. He told me he started questioning everything, read and educated himself to become a brave, confident man. Vashram and his family felt let down by Hinduism and decided to leave the religion altogether.
When we were attacked, we thought we used to live in the Hindu system and the Hindus committed atrocities against us. So why should we embrace such religion? We changed our religion and converted in 2018. We have embraced Buddhism. This religion has equality and focuses on getting educated. There is no place for hierarchy-based discrimination in this religion.
Dalit icon Dr. B.R. Ambedkar converted to Buddhism in 1956 and espoused that as a path to emancipation of Dalits. Thousands have followed him over the decades.
There were many bad practices and traditions in our family. Earlier, we used to spend a lot of money. We used to perform yajna, recital of religious tales and make offerings in the temple. All that has stopped now. This religion advises us to listen and act according to our conscience and intellect. We have learnt a lot about education through Buddhism. So this has brought about a lot of changes in our family.
Nand Kishore is a regular at the local temple. He sports a tilak on his forehead as he speaks of a qualitative change in his life via a completely different path.
Before joining the Sangh, I had many bad habits and social practices. Now I neither consume alcohol nor eat meat. I do not indulge in any addiction such as smoking or chewing tobacco. This has helped me financially as well as mentally. My son has also joined the Sangh. He too goes to Shakha and attends programs of the Sangh sometimes.
Just like Shivi and Simi, these two men's dreams about their nation and their place in it as a Hindu and a Buddhist are different.
Ek Hindu rashtra banega, lekin
A Hindu Rashtra will be created. But let alone the country, there is not a single village here that is entirely Hindu. I want to give a message that castes should be abolished in this country. We should build and nurture humanity and brotherhood in the country, not a religion. This is how we are empowering our children already. We are educating them and teaching them the importance of equality. I believe their lives will transform in the next 20 or 25 years.
All communities have been touched by the process of building the Ram Temple and programs organized in the interest of the Hindus after this government came to power. Everybody is free in a Hindu Rashtra. You practice your religion and I will practice mine. Hindu Rashtra does not mean that anyone will be driven out. Everybody gets an equal place in a Hindu Rashtra.
The younger women too are intensely opinionated. Their views are strong and the intention to bat for them firm.
Caste has become so important for people that if a girl talks about a great man, they go so far as threatening to disrobe her. If we say something, we should have courage to bear it too, because we are speaking the truth, and truth is always suppressed.
As long as I believe Brahmins need my support, I will always stand for them. I would like to reach a level when my actions would make a difference.
As I head home, the intermesh of Hindu religion and the castes seem even more complex. There clearly isn't one Hindu identity. And while faith is being pulled onto center stage in the political arena as India heads into elections, individual experiences may have a big sway on what the people decide for the future of their country. Heart and Soul was produced and presented by me, Divya Arya.
Leute, es wird unangenehm, denn ich muss euch einfach fragen, habt ihr euch eigentlich schon mal um eure Versicherung gekümmert? Hier ist übrigens Tara vom Podcast Tara sagt was und ich sage euch, es wird allerhöchste Zeit, Ordnung in euer Versicherungschaos zu bringen und dabei kann euch die App Clark helfen. Da arbeiten ganz viele Expertinnen, die das hauptberuflich machen, man glaubt es kaum. Und mit meinem Code TARA60, alles groß und zusammengeschrieben, könnt ihr euch sogar einen Shopping-Gutschein sichern, 60 Euro, bei zum Beispiel Amazon oder Douglas einlösbar, mit dem Code TARA60.
People fixing the world. Brilliant solutions to the world's problems.
All right, let's do this.
We meet people with ideas to make the world a better place.
Trying new things that they're really passionate about.
And investigate whether they work.
The idea is you send in a robot where it's unsafe to send another human being.
Wow, okay.
People fixing the world from the BBC World Service.
Buckle up and get ready to ride.
Listen now wherever you get your BBC podcasts.